Auburn's football coach flat out owned the moment. He owned the space. He owned the moment. He owned his opportunity at SEC Media Days, and we're going to react to it here on a brand new Village Vice. He is Christian Rau, a much more handsome Zach Blackerby. No, Zach is putting out like 150 videos a day for his full-time job. So Christian is doing a wonderful job. Actually, you're doing work for both. You can't not work during SEC Media Days, right?
No way. Just, can't make it happen. Got to make sure you're doing everything possible.
There's always something. Always something to do.
My favorite. I mean, there's always something to do. My favorite. Right. I hate being bored.
I got to tell you, and look, we're biased, and we're not going to be objective. Okay, so let's go ahead and end all that nonsense right now. We're not going to be objective.
Okay.
That was as impressive a Media Days address we have seen from an Auburn football coach.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It was like one of those kind of memes where it's like, they had me in the first half, not going to lie, because at first it started with, okay, is he just trying to push this on? 9-minute kind of filibuster opening statement, which was all good context. Don't get me wrong. But as you know, we kind of questioned how long would this opening statement go on?
Yeah.
But once he finally started getting to those questions and the way he was answering it, he rung true. I took a lot of really good things from it, knowing that he knows what the media perception is of him. He's not blind to this. And that is something that I think is very important. Something I don't think we really noticed or saw over the last couple coaching regimes. So I am ecstatic. I agree with you. This was, if you can win a presser, if you can win a media day or show some victory, it's a green W in my column, Brad.
Yeah. Christian, I feel like that the national media, who hasn't had as much of a chance to hear him and watch him deliver. We'll get into some of the mechanics of it here in a little bit, the minutia. But some of the media who aren't as exposed to AG as Auburn media, I feel like there's going to be this rush of, wow, that was really impressive. Look out for this team. Look out for this guy because of the way that he delivered. And I want to start with the line that got my attention more than any other. Mike G asked a question about Byron Brown. And the question was, if we're talking about him as one of the best quarterbacks in the country at the end of the year, what has to happen between now and the season for that to be the conversation? Which I thought was a fantastic question.
Yeah.
And without belittling the question, Alex Golish began his answer with, well, Byron Brown is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Now, it would have been easy just to let that go and just go on to answer the question, which he did go on to do. But there's this confidence, this earned confidence from Auburn's head coach and the quarterback from 3 years of productivity on the field and winning football games and winning processes, that he had to begin that answer with, well, Byron Brown is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. So according to his head coach, Auburn has one of the best quarterbacks in the country as they prepare for camp in 2 weeks.
I'll take it. And when I wrote my notes for this, that's the only thing I put in all caps because I knew it was so important. I mean, it was just, that was the biggest takeaway that I took from that is the established confidence he already has in Byron Brown. And look, I don't think we thought that that was going to be a lack of confidence, but the fact that he's willing to go out on a national stage and make sure that everybody knows, like, oh no, we believe that he is one of the top quarterbacks in the country, is exactly what you're looking for. I love it. You know, just feed it to me even more.
He praised Brown. He praised Champ Anthony. He praised Alex McPherson. He did a couple of things that if you weren't looking for them, or again, if you're not as exposed to them, they don't come across as edgy. And they're not like razor's edge type edgy, but they are like they're a glimpse into authentic Alex Golish. Mentioning that Alex McPherson is the only specialist at Media Days.
I caught that.
That's a little bit of a, that's the head, that's being a little cheeky. That's being just a little, again, it's not drastic. It's not going to make the difference in a win or loss that he took a little jab, but that's authentic Alex Golish, right?
Those are good jabs. You want those kind of jabs. Yeah, those are good.
He went on to talk about Alex McPherson and gloat about the fact that, like, he's trying to get him to do less in conditioning workouts. You're like, I just need him to make field goals. And winter camp is going to be the most rigorous thing you've ever done. Spring is going to be the hardest thing you've ever done. Summer workouts are hard. I just need you to make field goals. And Alex McPherson is like insulted by that.
Yeah.
He refuses to do anything less than everybody else. And in fact, the line that Golish quoted from McPherson is, I'm not a kicker. I play football Auburn.
I love that. Yeah. I love exactly what he said about McPherson. That football quote, the football player quote, definitely raised my eyebrows too. I thought that was great. I loved what he said about Champ Anthony too.
Yeah.
To me, the things he said about Champ Anthony definitely got me thinking about the secondary. He's like, he can play all five positions in the back end. It's like, okay, let's go. So how deep is the secondary going to be? And like when they announced that he was going to be potentially, you know, or what he was going to be heading the media days, my mind started to shift like, okay, well, he's probably a starter then if he's going to be going the media days. Maybe not. Maybe this is the secondary is just going to be shifted in different directions and we'll put him out in different positions. I am really, like, I wasn't already excited for this season, but now that we got this, now that we got a little bit more juice from Golish and he stepped up on this stage and kind of announced that, look, we're not going anywhere. We're going to establish this identity in year one. He stuck to his guns. He did everything that I think we were expecting, maybe even exceeded in those expectations. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm super excited for this year, man.
Three terms when Golish was asked, well, he volunteered in the opening statement, which did, it reminded me like of Clinton's 2000 State of the Union address, which is like an hour and a half long. It was before Trump's at the beginning of this year. It was the longest ever State of the Union address. I thought we were headed for Clinton 2000 there for just a little while. Yeah. But when he talked about Ed, and I heard him do this on a traditional media interview this morning, when three terms, physical, violent, every coach uses physical, violent, not every coach uses violent, and then detail-oriented. What more do you want to win football games? Physical, violent, detail-oriented, which leads me to a quote that I think is going to get taken out of context.
Okay.
Toward the end of his Q&A session, he was asked, I think, about your road schedule and what does it take to win games on the road, and he mentioned being detail-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote I think that you may see on social media get taken out of context is, quote, we have enough talent to win every game on the schedule. And I think people will end it right there.
That's where they'll end it.
Yeah. Golish says that they're talented. They're going to
win every game. Bulletin board material. Yeah. Right. Well, he's posted up there. Yeah.
Can you believe the head coach says they're going to win every game on their schedule? First of all, if he had said it, I'd love it because we're applauding the Kentucky coach for having confidence.
Sure.
I don't understand a competitive endeavor where you don't have confidence. That's weird. But he didn't say that. What he said was, there's a lot of talent. Like the rest of the quote literally is, there's a lot of talent in the SEC. Everyone has talent. The difference in winning and losing games is living in the details. Living in the details. And we've talked about that on this show. We've talked about it on this channel. You've talked about it. Everybody's talked about it. When you play as many close games as Auburn has played, you've lost those games because you did not have a head coach who lived, who thrived, who relished being in the details. This coach, like, he takes a vacation to get into the details. His passport stamp says, details. He lives in the details. That's the difference in winning and losing games on the road, in this league, or anywhere. And I love that it was brought up a couple of different times in his address today.
Yeah, and those one-score games last year, the roster's not going to forget about that. I think he made it very clear, which I think a lot of people oversee this because you're bringing in a new head coach, and a lot of the narrative behind that is, oh, they're bringing in all these guys from South Florida. There was 70 players that returned to this roster, and he made sure to point that out. Another one of those little jab nudges from Alex Golish.
Details.
Thank you for the 70 players that decided to stick around, and also shout out to the 40 other guys that came into the portal and recruiting. But they're not going to forget about that. Oh, and then might I mention DJ Durkin, who's still here too. Now you bring in this high-energy guy that's focusing on the details, and I'll add actually one more buzzword to that. He said not only physically, mentally, violent, all those stuff, but he also utilized connected. He really wanted this team to be connected when it comes to cheering, when it comes to just being everything together as a unit. All of this stuff is exactly the identity they're trying to build. And maybe if this season goes astray and or if this season goes to just meeting the expectations, which we believe is about 7-5, if they just win the games they're supposed to win, a slow burn might happen, but you're still building that identity. But, oh, man, what we're seeing from this coach right now, love it. Starts off from saying humble and grateful and then just goes to business. Give it all to me. Let's go.
Straight in. All right, we're going to talk about his literal physical presence and something that my 13-year-old son actually noticed before I did, but it falls right in line with what we're talking about. We'll do that after we tell everybody this show and every show here on The Barn is brought to you by AUShirts.com. The FE shirts, the Boog hats, I wore one of those on the Barncast Sunday night, as a matter of fact. Barn Hard, his name is Fred Gaskin. All of the merchandise available to you at AUShirts.com. Please go check that out. Also, my car right now is in the shop at Precision.
It's beating the heat. It's beating the heat.
Well, no, we're beating. It won't start. We're going to try to beat the non-starter. Right. And so that's happening at Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. Beautiful location right there, Pepperell Parkway, right between Auburn and Opelika. So go check them out as well. First question that AG was asked was about why he brought the three players that he brought to Media Days.
Yeah.
And he gave a long answer. Okay. I don't know that it'd be a lot for him, I think, to give a short answer because he's so thoughtful in his responses. He looked at the person asking the question the entire time. We're watching it in my office and my son's here, and he watched it. He goes, he's looked at the guy who asked that question the entire time he's been given this answer.
Love that he noticed that too, by the way.
Yeah.
That's good.
The next question that was asked, different part of the room. His eyes were there. He looked at the person who answered the question the whole time. If you ask body language analysts and psychologists and everybody involved in that field, that kind of presence indicates a few things. It indicates comfort, number one. Okay, he's been behind a microphone a bunch. Comfort, confidence, and authenticity. You can't gauge honesty because these aren't like true false questions.
Sure.
But you can gauge comfort, confidence, and authenticity. You also listen to your tone of voice in a big speech like this. Do you speak differently when you're giving a speech than you do in everyday conversation? AG behind that microphone today sounded like he sounds in everyday conversation. It was a conversational tone in his answers. And I know that people may watch this or listen to this and go, big whoop, who cares?
Details matter.
I think those details matter. Yeah.
It wasn't just that either. Like every person that asked the question, before he said the answer, he knew that person's name.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, let me tell you this. Yeah. Okay, Dap, who had the best question,
great
by the way.
Question.
Let me tell you this. And like he said Daryl, not Dap. But yeah, I mean, there was a lot of great things. But this goes back to exactly what we're trying to explain here. He's setting the standard. He's setting the identity. And if he's not leading by example, then how can he set that example? So I really love that. I love this. At the end, he said, I don't set goals. We set the standard. Well, right there just proves that he's setting the standard right from the get-go, right from the jump.
And Christian, another one of these minute details here. He started by saying, because he was asked a question, even though he addressed it in his opening statement about how they don't set goals for year one, somebody came back in
nudge,
and asked
nudge.
Him. Yeah, somebody came in and asked
the jabs.
A question.
I love the jabs.
Yeah, came in and asked the question, what's success in year one? And the word-for-word answer was, you know, I don't set goals. We set standards. Mm-hmm. Like he looked off to the side. He thought about it. We, as a program, set standards. There's a difference. There's a difference. And then that led him go into talking about being player led and those type of teams win championships and some things we've heard before. I think a lot, especially those of us who have covered Auburn daily, know, like we're immersed in Auburn. We're familiar with a lot of the stuff that Golish said today. There were some new things, but
yeah.
But to see him on that stage, he didn't look like a first-year head coach in this league. He didn't look like a guy with a steep learning curve. He looked like a guy who was completely comfortable and not putting on a show. I've never seen Alex Golish behind a microphone, save maybe the first day, like when nobody had gotten to know him yet, where it looked like he was putting on a show or performing.
He's just very authentic, very authentic. I think the humble side of him came out in Destin a little bit, where he was saying, I don't think, you know, first people want to hear the opinion of a first year head coach in this conference. I thought maybe we're going to get a little bit more of that from here.
Yeah,
that didn't happen. He came in with business. He wanted to make sure people knew exactly what Auburn football was going to bring to the table in 2026. And you mentioned about, you know, the comfort side of it. Did you see what he brought to the podium for his 9-minute opening statement? The memo sheet, the pad, was a tiny little memo sheet, and he hardly looked down at it. Like he was ready to roll. He meant all business. He's such a really, he's a really good speaker. I think that's gonna be really fun for us over the next couple of years covering him.
For sure.
And then of course, how he answered those questions, how confident he was. When I mentioned earlier how I think that the perception of the media, it's not going past him. He's very aware of how we view him as the media, as the national media, whatever. Because he brought up at the end, when he started discussing the recruiting class, how he was explained how it's a top 10 recruiting class. He loves what we're doing, shouting out to his staff. But he brought up the good old buzzword of proof of concept multiple times. And when I heard that, I said, he knows exactly how the media feels about him. He's not blind to this. That, to me, is important. I don't think that's interesting. I think that's important because I don't think we had that over the last two regimes.
Yeah. Doesn't that also indicate to you, though, not that he's just saying it because it's a media buzzword, but because he knows they need that, too? He doesn't think any differently than the fans who go, hey, this is all great in the offseason, but you got to win games. Don't you think that's his number one headline, too? Like, every time you hear him talk about it, I'm more and more convinced that, I mean, of course he gets it. Of course he's the same way. He knows winning a press conference doesn't give you one point on the scoreboard against Florida, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, anybody else that you play. Doesn't help you beat Baylor. Doesn't help you win the Iron Bowl. Doesn't help game one or game last. Doesn't matter. You got to have proof of concept.
It's going to be a really interesting day, and it might be one that you got to write in your diary or make a highlight reel when a media member gets one over Alex Golish. I don't know if we'll get that to happen.
No.
He is tuned in.
And so to that point, one of the last things I wanted to bring up today. See, I had 18 minutes of positivity before I complained about anything.
Okay, that's good. All right? That's good.
So
I'll take 18 minutes.
I'm watching the SEC Network this morning.
Okay. I know where you're going.
And AG goes on there. Because, of course, they're going to bring him to TV. And Coach Chizik asks him the first question. And I don't remember what it was. It was a question with some depth that I don't know if he's answered often. Mm-hmm. The next three questions were, you brought Byron Brown with you. What makes him special? What's it going to be like going from the American Conference to the SEC? And how important was it to keep DJ Durkin? Half of me understands why you have to ask those questions.
Sure.
The other half of me violently rages against having to ask those questions. Christian, he's answered those questions 4 dozen times each in the last 8 months. What are we doing? I don't want it to feel like I'm bullying the talent. These are intelligent people who have worked hard to get where they are. And I've been in a spot where I've had, 40 interviews in a day that I've just got to plow through. But this is important. This is like, you're a steward of this airtime. You're a steward of the opportunity in front of you. We can come up with original questions that haven't been answered. If you want AG's answer to those questions, play a soundbite of any of the dozen or two or three or four dozen times that he's answered them in the last 8 months. The answers are going to be the same. They're going to see the same canned answers. And then I think Chizik came up with another question that was really, really good. And, you know, there were some better ones toward the end, but I thought this is it. This is like the Truman Show. This is why people sometimes watch this stuff and go, it's the Truman Show. This isn't, it's 2D. It's not 3D or 4D. It's just, it's a shell and let's go off the air and then go and do our thing. But I don't know. That was my one negative moment from today was, no, not three of the first four questions being the same ones that are predictable and easy. And we can do better. We're intelligent, hardworking, talented people. We can do better than that.
Yeah, they didn't need to warm him up. They didn't need to get him the softball questions to get him going. I'm with you on that. He almost swore on that, by the way.
He sure did.
We have that over under somewhere on the spin the wheel. I thought we were going to get it right off the bat. Yeah. So he was close. He was close. He kind of smirked and smiled after he went to the and then it was done. So now overall though, I thought this was really good from Golish. I'm excited to see more, going through socials, I'm sure that, Zach and Daryl are going to have a bunch. And then just from all the others that we see across the national landscape, not only from Golish, but from, Byram and Champ and Alex as well. I already listened to a radio bit that Alex had, and it was fantastic. So I can't wait to see more from that as well. But I feel good. If you had to put it on initial reaction, I know it's so weird to say for winning the media days, he's up there.
Yeah,
he's up there
for sure. And again, what does that get you on the school board against Baylor? Nothing. No. But if you carry the same confidence and the same attention to detail into your preparation and into your game planning and into your execution, that does add up to wins. And I don't think there's any. Maybe you're watching this and you're still hanging on. And you're going, no, not until September 5th. I will not get excited until September 5th. Okay. Like, I get it.
Won't blame you.
I get it.
Won't blame you right now after the last 5 years. I won't blame you.
Won't blame you at all. But if you watch today and go, it's a bad day to be a brick wall, I won't blame you for that either.
Yeah.
I get that part too.
I'm choosing to push the sunshine today, Brad. That's what I'm choosing to do.
Here comes the sun. Do, 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 do. All right. We got the post show coming up. Please check that out. Please like and subscribe to the video. If you're already subscribed, that button becomes the join button. And for like $5 a month, you can get access to all the members only videos, including the Village Vice post show 4 days a week. Guys, we're ramping up. We're 46 days away from the season now.
Let's go.
We're only going to go faster and farther, and you're going to want to be a part of it. Thank you to everybody who is a part of it already. That's
46 days to see the best quarterback in the country. One of the best quarterbacks in the country. Play for the Auburn Tigers.
He already is.
Per valid sources.
Who would know better? What more valid source would there be than the one who made that comment today?
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for being a part of the show. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Got to find the button. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.